Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good middle of the night. I'm sure some of you are wondering why I am covering a case that is so new that doesn't really have a full-on resolution yet or things of that nature. And honestly, the reason is because here at Cases of Color, I don't just want to bring notoriety and attention to cases that have been neglected. But there are just some times where I feel it on my heart to speak on things that are happening currently. And most recently, this whole case with Alexis Crawford, which I will get into the details of who she is in a moment, has really just been heavy on my heart and heavy on my spirit. And it's just very important to me that I talk to you all about it. I do want to warn you all that I will be bringing up some of the details of what happened to her. I will be talking about things like sexual assault and things of that nature. Nothing too gory or graphic, but if even hearing about those in any way can be triggering to you, I wanted to warn you of that in advance so that you don't have an issue listening to this podcast. But I do hope that you are able to listen so you can hear this story, because I also want to talk about just this as being an unfortunate and cautionary tale. Alexis Crawford was a 21-year-old Clark Atlanta University student. If you don't know where Clark Atlanta University is, it is a very just well-known black college in Atlanta, Georgia. And I remember when I lived in Atlanta in high school, I really wanted to go there because I just thought it was the place to be. And apparently, she went missing on November 1st. That is when she was first reported missing, because her family hadn't heard from her. And the last time that she had been seen was on October 31st. She had went to a liquor store with her roommate, and apparently her roommate's boyfriend was there as well. And that is the last time anyone saw her or has seen her alive, which is when they made that beer run around 11:30 p.m.-ish. On the 31st, you can see her on the security footage of the store. So what happened is she was reported missing on November 1st. Missing flyers were put up. Her father did a press conference, which he had a very hard time. He just wanted his daughter to come home. And it was just a very hard time for the family and a really hard time for them to go through. But people were just looking for her all over DeKalb County and all over where near and where she lived. On November 5th, they did a thorough search of the area where she lived. And then on November 8th, apparently they found out where she was via the two people that murdered her. So let's talk about that. So apparently, Alexis Crawford lived with her roommate. Her roommate's name was Jordan Jones, and they were, from all accounts, not just roommates, but honestly one of Alexis's best friends. Apparently, Jordan had met Alexis's family. She had been to the home. She had broke bread with the family. And if you know anything about Black culture and just a lot of other cultures as well, breaking bread is a really big semblance of closeness. So by all accounts, even the family really liked Jordan. They thought she was a good person. They thought that their daughter was around a good person. But it turns out that wasn't the case. You see, what happened is earlier before the 31st, about a week before the 31st, Alexis claims that she was sexually assaulted. And I only say claimed just because there was no official charges made. I definitely believe that it absolutely happened to her. And the perpetrator was Baron Brantley, which is Jordan Jones, Alexis's roommate's boyfriend. So what happened is they were all drinking. Alexis said that, you know, while they were drinking, he was kind of kissing on her neck and that he was, you know, feeling up on her, and that she went into the bathroom alone, and that when she did go into the bathroom alone, that he followed behind her. And apparently Jones, the roommate, found Alexis in the bathroom with only a bra on, and apparently there were cut panties like that had been and panties that had been cut off of her on the ground in the bathroom, and they were retrieved by authorities whenever the police report was made. So all of this, as far as her being murdered, happened about a week after that. And a part of this that really breaks my heart, not to take too drastic of a pause here, but it really makes me sad that, you know, she didn't brush this under the rug. She did what she needed to do. She reported what happened to her, which is what you're supposed to do. And you would maybe even think that your friend would have your back and support you. And instead, she was killed by the very, very person that she reported. Apparently, according to the homicide unit summary, Jordan Jones, which is Crawford's roommate, got into a physical altercation with Crawford on Halloween evening, and the report noted that 21-year-old Baron Brantley, which was Jones's boyfriend, got involved in the fight, and he ended up choking Crawford to death with his hands. The warrant for Jones also claims that she did smother the victim, Alexis Crawford, with a black trash bag until Crawford stopped breathing and was deceased. Investigators said Brantley admitted these details in an interview on Friday, and apparently they are the ones that led everyone to the body. The homicide summary goes on to say that Jones and Brantley put Crawford in a plastic bin and took her body to Exchange Park in Decatur, Georgia. From there, they placed her body in a wooded area. A Fulton County Superior Court pretrial report said that Jones' father told the court that Jordan was also on probation for a DUI in Michigan, and Jones is set to appear in court November 21st. Brantley is scheduled to appear in court November 22nd. From what I've heard, Crawford's family was very heartbroken. Alexis' family was just so heartbroken about all of this. You know, they've known Jordan, they liked her, and they would never think that she would do anything wrong to Alexis. And, you know, some would even describe them as two peas in a pod. So to go from that to, you know, where they are now, it's just, it's mind-boggling. And it's really sad because when, you know, Alexis was initially reported missing, Jordan initially told investigators that Crawford asked her for a ride to a liquor store on October 30th, about 11:30 p.m., and Jones then said she returned home and last saw Crawford around 12:30 a.m. on October 31st before going to bed for the night. And it was later revealed. So there is nothing specifically that has been released that says the full-on motive or what started the altercation in the first place. So everything I say after this point is going to be my own personal opinion and just my thoughts and my assumptions on the situation and kind of why I wanted to talk about this as a humongous cautionary tale when it comes to dealing with roommates and dealing with people in this capacity, people who you believe are your friend. One of the things I would like to note here is that I truly believe that Alexis was sexually assaulted, and what happened next is that her friend, somebody who was supposed to be there for her, somebody who was supposed to be supportive for her and love her and care for her, took the side of her boyfriend. Instead of trusting her friend and believing her friend, she took the side of her boyfriend. She decided that this young man, who has an enormous rap sheet, might I add, was more worthy of her loyalty than somebody who was genuinely her friend, especially in a situation where this young man was completely in the wrong. And she did what she was supposed to do, which was alert authorities and let them know what happened to her and let them take care of her. And unfortunately, nothing happened and he was able to kill her. And it's really heartbreaking because at the end of the day, you know, this young girl is dead because he was able to, one, have access to her after the fact. Two, his girlfriend allowed him to be in close proximity to her after the fact. But then three, because he did something wrong and he didn't want to get in trouble for it. I truly believe that is the motive behind this. I also believe that Jordan probably got into an altercation with Alexis because Alexis told on her boyfriend. And she probably wanted to assume that maybe the boyfriend was, you know, drunk and Alexis took advantage of him. And not even that Alexis assaulted him in any way, but that she slept with him. And how dare you sleep with my boyfriend? I just can't see any other reason where this young woman, Jordan, would think logically about this situation. And this is why I want to talk about the other aspects of this, which is one, being smart, two, being mindful of who you call your friend, and three, having this blind loyalty to these men. Number one, you need to be smart. And it's very sad that I even have to say this, but God forbid if you get sexually assaulted and you're in a situation where you live with or around a person who is in close proximity to your assaulter or anything like that, it's very important that you move strategically. And it's really sad that you even have to do that for the preservation of your own life when someone else is completely in the wrong for what they did to you. So I'm not in any way, shape, or form blaming Alexis because she did what she was supposed to do. She did what we all tell people to do. And unfortunately, she ended up in a situation that she didn't deserve to be in for telling the truth and attempting to protect herself. And that's what makes this so heartbreaking. Another thing is that you have to be careful about who you call your friend. Some advice that my mother gave me, and I've always lived by it, and I've never forgotten it, is that everybody is not your friend. Everybody does not have your best interest at heart. Don't be out here calling everybody your friend. If somebody would flip on you like that over a dude, they are not your friend. They do not care about you. They do not love you, and they do not value you. They are trash. Get away from them. Stay away from them. Also, something you need to be mindful of is not allowing yourself to always be the third wheel in people's relationships. Because, you know, with this whole sexual assault thing, who knows if her own friend didn't orchestrate this? There's so many what ifs and unknowns. And unfortunately, because Alexis is gone and she unfortunately lost her life, we will never really truly know what happened to her. And the sad part is, she was not only sexually assaulted, apparently something happened in her bedroom where she wasn't even sleeping in her bedroom. So who knows what that is? She was sleeping in the living room. On top of being murdered in your own home, watching yourself just slowly fade away while looking up at somebody who you considered a friend, has got to be one of the most traumatizing and heartbreaking things to see and mentally process as you are literally dying and passing away. And I hate to be so morbid about it, but I just couldn't imagine looking up and seeing one of my best friends, somebody who I love, somebody who I care about, and somebody who I've trusted with my life and with my livelihood, doing something so vile and so crude and so horrible to me. I think it would honestly and truly just break my heart into a billion pieces. But the fact of the matter is, unfortunately, everybody is not your friend. Everybody does not have your best interest at heart. And I've had a lot of friends who they will just hang out with anybody and they will just be cool with anybody. And it's never worked out to their advantage. And fortunately, nothing this bad has happened to them. But those people made it abundantly clear when the time came that they didn't really have their back. Or they cared more about their relationship with some dude than they did about their relationship with their friend. And even after the relationship didn't work out, that's still what they went back to. And that's still what they remained loyal to instead of being loyal to their friends. And a little sub point that I have for this main point is be a good friend. I'm not saying that you can't have a friend that lies to you or does something really foul. But when you find yourself in a situation where you are questioning somebody who you call your best friend or calls you their best friend, and you are questioning them over a man or a partner that you are with, I ask you and I challenge you to ask yourself, why don't I believe somebody who I know loves me and cares about me and who I hold in such high regards versus a man who has a history of being utter garbage and trash? And I want to talk about this this man because he's done a lot of horrible things. His record indicates that he has been charged with hindering a person from making an emergency telephone call, probation violations, theft by taking, battery, family violence, and third-degree cruelty to children. That's just to name a few. He had a suspended revoked license, traffic charges, including speeding, failure to maintain insurance, no proof of insured driving, failure to obey traffic control, fleeing or attempting to elude a police officer, obstruction of law enforcement, reckless driving. And he had all these different aliases. He just was not a good person. And another thing I want to bring up, be careful of the men that you date. And I say that because if you really think about it, you're dating this man. Jordan Jones is a 21-year-old young woman. She is about to spend the remainder of her life, most likely, in prison. She strangled this girl for whatever reason, most likely, in my opinion, over this dumbass boy. And now her life is ruined. She's obviously not a good person, but she had stuff going for her. Education, she had that going for her. And now what does she have? Nothing. And over what? A man that probably wouldn't do that same shit for her. That probably would not hold it down for her the way that she held it down for him or thought she was holding it down for him, for lack of a better words. You guys have got to be careful out here with who you call friends and also the men that you show these this blind loyalty to. Loyalty to a point where you start disregarding your friends, the people that love you and care about you and the people that value you. You have to be mindful of these things because it will catch up to you. This is not going to be a super duper long podcast, and I'll probably do these at random when different cases come up. But I just really felt this on my heart because this young lady was murdered at such a young age. She had her whole life ahead of her, and she literally tried to do what some of us don't even have the courage to do, and rightfully so, because literally standing up for ourselves and trying to protect ourselves not only could ruin our reputation or have put us in instances where we're dealing with reprisal, but just like Alexis, it can literally cost us our lives. And again, I do not know that for fact, but I would highly doubt that her reporting this boy is not the reason or part of the reason or a motivator for why this is happening. She spoke on this sexual assault, and they did what they needed to do to make sure that she could never speak on it again. And it is literally heartbreaking. If you see suspicious behavior, get away. If you think somebody's being your friend, how have they proven to you that they're really your friend? How have they proven to you that they really care about you? Make sure that you know your place in people's life and you don't lose your life gambling with somebody who does not value yours. I don't have a lot more to say. There's so much more to come. I believe that Jordan Jones goes to court the 25th, and I believe that Baron Brantley goes to court on the 22nd. I just would like to also say I'm sending my love, my thoughts, and my prayers to Alexis Crawford's family. I cannot imagine what I would do if I sent one of my children off to college and something like this happened, especially by someone who I believed and who my child believed was a friend of theirs. So all my thoughts and prayers are with them. Please let me know your thoughts about this case and just how you feel about it and your different things, maybe even your theories as well, or just your thought process, or if you've ever been told the phrase, you know, everybody is not your friend. And how can people protect themselves? How can people protect themselves and better look out for themselves? Please leave all of that type of stuff in the comments. Send me tweets on Twitter. Some of y'all have left me some really awesome comments on Facebook and everywhere. And I'm just really so grateful for all of you. And thank you for giving me this platform where I'm able to talk about these type of things. I am forever grateful. And I love all of you. Follow Cases of Color on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Cases of Color. Good night, you guys. I'm